Boker Tov, everyone. We are continuing today in Siman Reish Lamed Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We've moved on to page 290. Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 297. We're in the middle of Siman Reish Lamed Hey. Sif Aleph, we're talking about very important things, Alach Lebais, in terms of Zman, Kriyat Shema of Mariv. Last time we talked about the machlokas between the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam. And we came out Lemaisa about the difference between the Menagim here in Eretz Yisrael versus the Menagim in America. The Her in Eretz Yisrael, we've taken on the Gonim and the Grun, therefore, already for sure, as Rav Nevin Zal told us, if sure up to 18 minutes after Shkia, you can rely on that, even for Daraisas, and even sometimes, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said to Ben, Motzi Tanisim, they even would have been davening 15 minutes after Shkia, and they would not have to repeat Kriyat Shema based on the Shita of the Grun. In America, since the Shulchan Aruch really passes the Rav Yehuda Tam, and for that matter, the Shkia takes a lot longer until it gets dark. In America, therefore, Moshe Feinstein said that one could only be made before 45 minutes after Shkia, not before 45 minutes after Shkia. One should be Yotze as Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. L'chora in England and other places, even more than that, where the Shkia sometimes takes even longer than that, you would have to find out the local Minhagim in those places. Okay, and therefore, we discuss anyone who's davening. Okay. So the question is, what do we do about these minyanim that are going to daven before Shkia? So in terms of repeating Kriyat Shema, how to go ahead and do this? And the number one, I just wanted to point out that people should not go home and start telling everyone that they're doing something wrong by not repeating Kriyat Shema. You can talk to the rabbi about it and you ask why they don't renounce to repeat Kriyat Shema if they're davening well before 45 minutes before Shkia. Some are even davening before 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. It's either way that most times they are not going to be Yotze Kriyat Shema, and why, once again, we left off, it's a big sarchi, and why they're not announcing to the congregations to go ahead and repeat Kriyat Shema. For you, the Yachid, who's going to be davening with this minion, or should you daven with this minion, that's a big shaila in the posting, what to do. And now we discussed the introduction yesterday about three different shitas of what to do with a minion who is davening Maariv early. We saw the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, the first two shitas are quoted in Rav Moshe Feinstein, Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Siman Samech. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that what they do is that what you guys probably know of what most people do in this case is they'll say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Shmona Esrei, before Tzeisa Kochavim, and therefore they hop in the fact that they get Smichas Gula Latfila, which is also an Inyan Mariv, okay? Smichas Gula Latfila, and then they'll daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, they'll get Tfila with Tzibur, but the problem is they're not going to be obviously Kriyat Shema at the right time, and all then when they repeat Kriyat Shema at the right time later on, then they're going to be doing it without Birkas Kriyat Shema. So they're going to be saying Shema without Birkas Kriyat Shema. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. We'll soon see that's going to be the Shita of the Mechaber. The second Shita of Hai Gaon, quoted in the Tshuva Sarash, is that, no, to say Birkas Kriyat Shema without Kriyat Shema, that is not the correct thing to do. And even though you're going to lose out on Smichas, Gula Letfila, says Rav Hayyon, go ahead and daven Shmon Esrei with the Tzibor, and after Seiza Kochavim, then you'll go ahead and repeat, you'll say Birkas Kriyat Shema with your Kriyat Shema, and therefore you'll get Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, you'll get Tfila with Tzibor, because you'll be saying Shmon Esrei with the Tzibor, but however you'll be losing out on Smichas, Gula Letfila at Marv. That's the Shita of Rav Hayyon, and then there's the other Shita of the Vilna Gaon, the Grau, who held it anyways, in all these cases, it's not Shaveh to daven Marv before the Zman. Tfilo Bizmana is even more important than Tfilo B'tzibor, says the Grau, and therefore he says, better to daven B'yachidus after the Zman with Birkas Kriyat Shema, B'yotzi or Dina Kriyat Shema, you'll get Smichas Kulu L'tfilo, and you'll get Tfilo Bizmana for sure, according to the Kol Adeus. What you're obviously going to be losing out is then on the great deal of Tfilah B'Tzibur. You're not going to be davening with the Tzibur. Those are the three shitas that we said what to do if you're davening this minute. Says the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber in the Hemshech of Sifal, page 297. If they're saying Kriyat Shema before the Zman. Yikare imahem Kriyat Shema u'birchosa v'itpalel imahem. You say Birkas Kriyat Shema, you say Brachos, and you daven with them. Ukshiyagia Zman, Kori Kriyat Shema below Brachos. And when the Zman comes, then you read Kriyat Shema without its Brachos. The Pash, Pshat, Rov, Rechochronin, right? The Shita of the Mechaber is like Rabbeinu Yonah, we said before. You're dealing with the Tzibur, you're not going to be able to see Rechiva Kriyat Shema at this point. And you're going to repeat it later on, and you're going to have Kriyat Shema. The Taz has some issues with saying this to Rabbeinu Yonah without getting to now. He held that the Shita of the Mechaber is you're really Yotze before the Zman. Like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that we saw, they can be Yotze after and you're just repeating it like L'Ravcha de Milsa. But that is not the Pashup Shot over in the Mechaber. Rove Achronim and Poskim now, they hold that you're not Yotzei, you're Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema the first time. You're only going to be Yotzei, you're Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema the second time. Let's just see the Ramah, and then we'll talk about Halach Lamaisa. Umiyu, says the Ramah, Lo Yachzor Vitpalel Balayla, Afal Pisha Tzibur Maktim Maharbe Lifnei Alayla. It says over here, the Gersa that we have is, he says, however, don't repeat your Shemona Esrei again at nighttime. Even though the Tzibur is Maktim Har Lifnei Alayla, even though they're saying Shemona Esrei before nightfall, the Hainu we hold that even though Kriyat Shema you can't say while it's still daytime, but we all know, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Zman Marav starts, the Shemona Esrei of Marav can be said after Plagamincha, therefore you don't say your Tefillah, therefore you shouldn't daven again. El Im Kain says the Ramah, Rogil Bashar Prishas V'Chasidus, unless he is known for Shar Prishas V'Chasidus, he's known to be someone who's a very special person who has the right to be Machmer and other things. Da'az Lo Mitchaze Ki Ura Mashi Yachzer V'Yitpalel. Therefore, it would not look like Gaiva if we would go back and daven again. So a person like this, who's not many in our generation, would be allowed to repeat the Shemona Esrei. The Ber Halacha has issues with this. What's this talking about? Repeating Shemona Esrei? Even if you're on a high level, who says you're allowed to repeat Shemona Esrei? So therefore, the Ber Halacha changes the Gersa in the middle of Dira Basel Umiyu, about 15 lines down. He says, Kfiya Nira To Sofer Bekan Vitzarech Lomar Umiyu Lo Ya'acher Li Palel Belayla. He's saying not to push off Marv. Don't wait, sit there in the Tzibur, not daven with them, and only daven at nightfall, because that's going to look like Gaiva, that you're better than the Tzibur. That's how he understands the Ramah. That is what the Ramah says over here. But it seems to me that the Ramah agrees with the Sheet of the Mechaber over here what to do if you're davening early in the Tzibur. For a regular person, you say Kribirka Skriacha Kriachma, and then Shemona Esrei, and then after Zman says a Kochavim, you go ahead and repeat Kriachma. The Mishnah Berurah over here, Siv Katan Yud Beis, springs down like this. He brings down all the different types of Minahagim over here. Second line after gets what? Vine. Number one, the Chavetz Chaim says, at least in Radin, he says the minhag was that they would daven after Tzitzik Kol Chavim Kedin, and that gets rid of all these problems if you daven Marav after Tzitzik Kol Chavim. He says, Umiyu, the Eze Mekomos, the Batik Knesset, Yesha Dai Minhag Yashan, Shemit Palin Tekev Achar Mincha. However, there's still a minhag you see over here in the time of the Chavetz Chaim, the minhag, and sounds like it was an old minhag that they would daven Marav immediately after Mincha, which presents two problems. One is the halacha that we're dealing with in our siman over here and saying Kriyat Shema too early. And the second problem is that we learned earlier on is the Tarti the Satri. Okay? Afshu mi bod yom ktas vamipalo mekos ha'ilu yirl achzor likos Kriyat Shema kshia giyazman. You have to repeat Kriyat Shema when the time comes. Ulufachot yirl likos kol ha'parashios ha'mitaso kadin v'yichavim letzeit b'zeh mitzvah ha'sei shel Kriyat Shema. Ulufachot, if you didn't say it right after Tzitzik Kol Chavim, at least when you say Kriyat Shema alam have kavan to be yotzei minin. So then he says like this: Ubeoyzem ekomos yesh minag shavatikin einan korin kriyat shma emetzibur. Now he brings on the shita of Haigon that we mentioned before, that there's a minag vasikin, that meaning an old minag that a lot of people would do, that they wouldn't read kriyat shma with the tzibur. Elishotkin at shmona esrei umitpalim mahem. They'd be quiet. They wouldn't say berkas kriyat shma. They wouldn't say kriyat shma. They would sit there quietly until they get to shmona esrei, and then they would say shmona esrei in the hem. Umamtina achar tefila atzeis kochavim vekorin kriyat shma uberchasan, and they would say kriyat shma with his berchasan. They would not worry about smichas gula tefila. V'gam minag zeh nizkar b'divrei kadmonim ayin v'beis Yosef. As we said before, that's the shita of Haigon. So we have the shita of Ben Yona, we have the shita of Haigon. Obviously, the best thing to do, as the Mishnah Berurah ends off, as we learned right yesterday, v'ashrei hamitpalev marav bizman b'tzibur. Praise the person who could daven marav at the right time with the tzibur. Says, look what I write in the Ber Halacha b'shem the Gra, which is the third sheet, as we mentioned. The Ber Halacha brings down it's better to daven marav bizmana biyachidus. In e asher lo lasov asar bizman kriyat shma v'af b'shabbos daito sham shipal bizman adavka. Even on Shabbos, says the Gra, better to daven by yourself after Seis of Kol Chavim, then to daven with the Tzibur and have to repeat Kriyat Shema and lose out on either Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema or Smichas Gula Tefillah. The Gra held that those things were more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, what is Halach L'Maisa? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, that same Orach Chaim, Chelek Bet, Simon Samech, he quotes the three Shitas. He brings down them all over here in the Shita. The bottom line, he says in the second to last paragraph, says the following Rav Moshe, I'll quote Panin Ladina. Yesh lanu shtei shitos. He ends up saying that the gra, no, we don't do the minhag, it's not like the gra, to daven b'yachidus, he doesn't like that idea. He thinks tefillah b'tzibur is more important, says Rav Moshe. But in terms of Rav Hai Gaon, Rav Beni Yonah, he says, yesh lanu shtei shitos, ve'ein shayach lachriya lanu b'zeh. If you want to do like this one, you want to do like that one, each one is fine. You want to do like the Mechaber says, like Rabbeinu Yonah, say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, and then repeat Kriyat Shema later on, that's fine. You want to stay quiet until Shemon Esrei and just daven Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur, that's fine. But according to both Shitas, it's more important than davening with at the right time, b'yachidus. Umistaberk shumispalim b'shash olam ein mipalim mincha. However, he says mistaber. Then says Rav Moshe, this is all when you daven mincha before plaga mincha, and therefore you don't have the problem of the tarti the satri. Avol im bizman shumispalim lifamim gam mincha davi tarti the satri. V'kolshken b'itpalu ba'ota yomamish mincha. Especially on that day you daven mincha after plaga mincha, like many of these minyanim go ahead and do, that they daven mincha after plaga mincha and marav before this man. Asha tzibur mekilim b'nei ha'tochak. Even though we know there's a heter for the tzibur to do because of shas tochak, we said before they're not going to come back for marav and they're going to lose out on tefillah b'tzibur. We don't want that to happen. Gam b'zeshu b'nei she'kilu b'tefillah. That's only a din in that we're making by tefillah. I'm baruchol kach the tefillah b'tzibur adif. I'm not so sure tefillah b'tzibur for you. If you're asking the shiloh, is more important than this. So over here says Rav Moshe, in order not to get kriyat shema to be too early and to be involved with tarti the satri, this tarti legriusa, he says over here that I give you the rishus to go ahead and daven b'yichi. You want to daven b'yichidus, and then instead of doing both the tarti the satri and going ahead and daven kriyat shema at the wrong, saying kriyat shema at the wrong time without its brachos or whichever way you do it, that says Rav Moshe, you're allowed to go ahead and daven b'yichidus instead of it. That's what Rav Moshe writes over here. He doesn't say you're mechuyev to do like the Gra in that case. But he says, after the Gra says, in all cases you daven b'yichidus, and you throw on top of it, it's a tart to the satre, then Rav Moshe says that you have the right to go ahead and daven b'yichidus. Moreno of Rabbeinu of Nevinsol, even though he's definitely not into the tart to the satre, but he has told me on many occasions that you have to know that back in Europe, all the Gedolei Yisrael, many of the Gedolei Yisrael were somech on the Tarti, the Satre, even on Erev Shabbos, even during the week, they would do the Tarti, the Satre. To decide to say that one is not allowed to do the Tarti, the Satre, he would not say. To be Machria over here, between the Gra and the others, he also didn't want to say that you should do like the Gra, didn't do like the other. He says any of the Shitas he thought would be fine. And once you're, if you're not doing like the Gra, which I believe is the Pashas, that when someone is doing, is for sure for Balabatim, who are going to lose on the field, but sir, every day, if they don't have a chance to daven by the Shkia Minyan, for sure they should daven with the Minyan, I believe, like Rav Moshe writes over here. And therefore, what to do, both Rav Moshe and Moreno of Rabbeinu Rodamansal says, you could either do like Rav Haigon or like Rabbeinu Yonah. The accepted minig, the practice of most people, is to do like Rabbeinu Yonah, say Berkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, with the Tzibor, daven Shemon Esrei, and then after Tzitzikul Chavim, set an alarm clock, whatever it might be, remind yourself to go ahead and say Kriyat Shema later on, like everyone does when they make early Shabbos. That's generally what people do. But if someone wants to do like Rav Haigon, he is allowed to do like Rav Haigon, and just say Shemon Esrei with the Tzibor, and then later on, say Berkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. Okay, so that's what we do. Halacha l'maisa, to do the kviyas like the gra, well, that's a difficult thing to lose out on tefillah b'tzibur unless you follow all the time in Hagia Gra, that would be a different story. Someone who's always makdav down an early mincha, late marav, and he's stuck one time with his minion, okay, for that, I think the poskim are more makel to say one time you want to daven b'yichidus because you want it, because you're always makpid to say kriyat shema after zman. That I could understand also, that would be permissible also to go ahead and do. But not b'kfiyas, especially to yimotzi laz and what everyone else is doing, that's not a good idea. And once again, you know, chas v'sholom, don't tell other people and argue other people musar that they're doing something wrong. They're doing something wrong in these cases. That's what comes out over here. Comes out Allah l'maisa the shart. See, in the end of Tadzayin, also, quotes over here, when you're dealing with the Tarti, so the Satre is also not so excited over here. The Halacha Brura, on page Kuf Yud Dalad, he brings down over here that the only time that you're allowed to do, like Rabbi Yonah, or like the, like, Rav Haigaon is only when you're davening b'tzibor. But once you're going to be davening b'yechidus anyways, then you are mechuyev to go ahead and daven marav after the zman. Forget about the tarti, the satre. Note that you're not allowed to daven before the zman, says Allah Brura, if you're davening b'yechidus. This is only a heter if b'shas tzorach you have to daven with the tzibor, and this is the only tzibor that you're going to have to daven with. Rav Davidson did not think so. He thought that in a case where there's no minyanim later on, you can't daven, or you can't get the minyan later on, or you might have meetings later on, you're not going to be able to daven. You could even be samach to say Shemone Esrei before the Zman, as long as, once again, you repeat Kriyat Shema again later on. When you're repeating Kriyat Shema, when should you repeat Kriyat Shema? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, quoting the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is really quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Over here, he brings down in Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Sifkatan Yud Aleph, he says, start off with one thing first. How much of Kriyat Shema do you have to repeat? How much of Kriyat Shema do you have to repeat when you repeat Kriyat Shema? So he brings down a machlokas. He brings down V'dai Shikra Shtei Parshios HaRishonos. The first day all over here, you only have to say the first two parshas. You don't have to say Vayomer. Kevin Chizker Yitzias Mitzrayim Beis Knesses, because you already mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Beis Knesses. Didn't either lean in Kriyat Shema lo yotza b'zazman v'shum da kati lav shchivahu. Since it's not lav shchivahu, you're not yotzi Kriyat Shema. However, lean in Yitzias Mitzrayim shanu m'chayu chuyav in the Asker b'layla yotzi b'zazman. Very importantly, even though you're not yotzi Kriyat Shema until nightfall, but you are going to be yotze the mitzvah daraisa of Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it's not nighttime yet. Avali brings down b'shagas Arya Herich. The Shagas Arya disagrees. Umasik the Yerushimayim Yishal Yizar Likrot Kol Shlosha Parshios Shal Kriyat Shema Achar Tesa Kochavim. Better to repeat all three Parshios of Kriyat Shema when you are going to be yotze Yudei Chovaso later on. That's also Rav Moshe Feinstein writes. Alach Lamaisa, you should repeat all three Parshios. Now, when should you repeat these parshios? Says the Mishnah Berurah based on the Magen Avraham, based on Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the ain kedai li smocha kriyat shakriya shekori al mitaso afilu imin hagli kros kol agilo parshios. Even if you're in minhag to say all three parshios when you go to sleep at night, kriyat shma al mita, you should not be smocha on that kriyat shma to be yotze your chova. Why? There's a couple of reasons. One is brought down over here that tzarich lechavin, let's say, siday mitzvah asay shel kriyat shema, because you have to remember to have kavanah to be yotzi or mitzvah kriyat shema. K'dol b'simin samich u'kriyat shema shal mitaso einanu mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Generally, when we say kriyat shema alamita, we don't have kavanah to be yotzi or mitzvah. We're just part of our nighttime process, and we do it what kim lavriach mazikin, is to keep away the mazikin at night, to keep away those damagers at night. That's how you do it. V'od shafili neu dein tzarich kavanah let's say siday mitzvah asay tzarich lekavanah kavanah salayla kabel. We're not going to have the right kavanas when you do it al kriyat shema alamita. So he's saying over here, since it's just part of our regular routine, better to go ahead and say kriyat shema at a different time, that we know this is our kriyat shema shel mitzvah. When it gets to tzeis kochavim, kriyat shema shel mitzvah is a different thing that we're going to do later on. He's not saying if you do have kavana kriyat shema alamita, so you're not going to be yotze. You will be yotze. The Chavetz Chaim is just choshesh over here that if you wait till kriyat shema alamita, it's just going to be regular process, and you're not going to have the right kavana, and therefore vayter, you're not going to be yotze yedei chovasa. So better to set an alarm to remind yourself to say kriyat shema at a different time. Okay, that is in terms of when you should go ahead and repeat Kriyat Shema. And the last thing over here is, there is a very interesting shita that is brought down, that if you say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema before Tzeisik L'Chavim, then you're repeating Kriyat Shema later on, there's a shita that holds you have to repeat Birkas Kriyat Shema again in order to say it with Kriyat Shema. That we for sure, that we do not hold like. There's even another shita that says if you already said Birkas Kriyat Shema, so you wrote to your regular Birkas Kriyat Shema, this is in the Rishonim, that we have a special bracha. If you're going to be only says you wrote to your mitzvah Kriyat Shema later on, you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Mitzvos Kriyat Shema, and then you go ahead and say Kriyat Shema once again. That is not how we practice Halacha L'maaseh. We assume there's no bracha, your yotze, your birkas kriyat shema, and therefore you just go ahead and say kriyat shema with nothing else. That is how one is supposed to be knowing. If one is saying earlier on, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow you'll continue over here in Siman Reish Lamed Hey Adkan.